When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they went out for a drive and saw an old man at a rural intersection, and he vanished right before their eyes.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, that would be great. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am here. I'm telling you what, the Cubs just now won, and we needed them to. We needed them to. So they came around, they won the game today, but I am so excited because 2 weeks we get to meet up in Chicago and go see some games.
I know it. I am so excited about that.
We're going to go see the Cubs.
I get to see the grandbaby.
And maybe we can sneak in some sort of haunted ghost tour of some sort.
Yeah, there are ghost tours we can take. I kind of looked around. I was wanting... an actual location where we could go in and do a ghost tour.
But yeah, that'd be fun.
I haven't found anything yet.
Okay.
I haven't really dug too deep. There's got to be someplace.
Yeah, I'll look as well because I'm super excited. And we always, that's kind of our idea of a vacation is baseball, art museum, ghost tour.
Yeah. And when we call them affectionately our Cubscation. But when we do our Cubscation every year, it's not like we even pack anything nice to wear. So it's all it's all clothes you'd wear at a ball game, comfy shoes, comfy clothes. So we don't ever get fancy. And it's just
and
fun
so
way
our
to
Chicago
vacation.
People, if you run into us, we won't look fancy.
We will not be fancy. We don't believe in that on our baseball vacations.
We're not going to be fancy whatsoever. Just, probably wearing a Cubs shirt.
Yes. And we get a new one. We like to get new ones every year when we go.
That's right.
So let's talk about this ghost story. It says,
Let's do it.
Hey there, love the show. Finally decided to share one of my stories with you. This happened back in the fall of 2009. I was in my early 20s living in a small town just outside of Modesto, California. If you know the Central Valley at all, you know we get some serious fog during the colder months. Not just misty or hazy, but the thick, soupy, can't see past your hood kind of fog. So this story takes place on one of those foggy nights. I was driving home from a friend's house with my girlfriend at the time, we can call her Mia, and her cousin Rachel. I don't know if that's a pseudonym for Rachel or if that's her real name. Maybe just Mia is anonymous. But it doesn't say that about Rachel. Anyway, Rachel needed a ride back to her place on the edge of town. I was driving my old Ford Ranger, the kind with a single bench seat. So Rachel was on the passenger side. Mia was in between us. We took the back roads, which was pretty normal for that area. Two-lane country roads, hardly any street lights, nothing but orchards. That'd be different than orchids. Nothing but orchards and fields on both sides. We weren't in a hurry. I was driving slowly anyway because the fog had rolled in. Mm-hmm. Visibility was maybe 30 feet ahead max. Everything,
oh, wow.
That's not much. Everything beyond that looked like it was swallowed in gray. We came to one of those unmarked intersections with no lights, just stop signs on either side. I saw a pair of headlights ahead, waiting at the opposite sign, stop sign. As I eased up to mine, that car crossed and I waited my turn. And then I saw this man step out from the edge of the intersection directly across from me. Just appeared in the haze. I figured he was a pedestrian waiting to cross, so I tapped the brights real quick to let him know I saw him and I would wait. And he started walking. He looked like he was probably in his 60s, a shorter build, a bit hunched over with his hands stuffed in the pockets of a long old-style navy pea coat. He wore light-colored slacks, scuffed black dress shoes that didn't quite match the rest of his look. His head was covered by a flat cap, and he moved like he was cold. His shoulders were drawn up, and he was taking slow, deliberate steps. He reminded me of someone who'd wandered away from a church gathering. It just seemed out of place for where we were. At first, it all seemed fine until he got about halfway across the intersection. And then I realized he wasn't walking away from us. He was crossing in front of the truck parallel to my line of sight. I should have been able to watch him the whole way across, but I couldn't. His upper body, his shoulders, then his head just began to fade. Not like stepping into thicker fog, but it was kind of like someone slowly erased him. His face vanished, then his chest and arms. The last thing I saw was his legs, still moving like normal beneath a coat that was no longer there, and then they disappeared too. He was gone. It took me a moment to register what had happened, and I looked over at Rachel, and she was staring straight ahead, pale as a ghost, and I said, "Did you see that?" She nodded slowly, saying, "Yeah, I saw it." Mia had been on her phone and missed the whole thing. She was confused while Rachel and I tried to explain what we saw, but honestly, we didn't really even have the words. We drove forward slowly, rolled down the window, turned off the radio. I even leaned out and called out, thinking maybe the guy had ducked into some bushes or something. But there were no bushes, just dirt shoulders and open ground. No trees, no fences, no places to hide. And it had been just seconds. We passed through the intersection. Rachel tensed up. She asked me to please just go. And I did. And you could kind of feel like in the air that something had changed. A few minutes later, we dropped her off. And when she got out, Mia asked, "So what exactly did you guys see?" And I told her again, and she laughed it off and said, "Oh, it was just a fog." But Rachel and I both knew it wasn't. I've driven that road hundreds of times since. Never saw that man again, but every time the fog rolls in thick, I feel it, that knot in my stomach, that tension as I come up on that same intersection. I did look into it afterward. I found a few old news blurbs. One mentioned a man in his 60s, Hispanic, hit by a car on a foggy night near that area. No name, no follow-up, just a few lines buried in a decade-old archive. I don't know what I saw that night. Maybe it was a ghost, a residual energy. Maybe he never finished crossing that street in life, and now he's stuck trying. Every foggy night, one more step that never quite reaches the other side. Thanks for letting me share. I've been meaning to share it for a long time. You guys make my morning drives so much better. Mark.
Wow.
What did he see?
You know, I think he's spot on. I think what he saw was that man that had been hit by a car on a foggy night. And then when that the same conditions are back, I think he's back there.
Like when that happens, do you think it's a ghost? Like residual energy, is that actually a ghost? Mm-hmm. Or is it just some kind of...
I think it's a time warp kind of loop thing. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. Because you would only see it on some nights.
Ghost, as opposed to someone who's just kind of in this kind of loop that something didn't maybe get finished and they're kind of stuck there. More of a, you know, more of that Twilight Zone kind of feel, that something just weird is not allowing this to stop. And so occasionally people who are maybe a little bit more sensitive or in touch with things will get a glimpse of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially maybe on this kind of night, and the conditions were just, and who knows, it might have been 14 years to the day, you know.
Yeah, that it could have been the same date. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it's, you know, more of that kind of, like, it's him doing what happened that night. And he got to a certain place, was killed, and that's why he just dissolves. That's where it happened, right there.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
You know?
And I'm glad that Rachel saw it too, because that would be really strange if you saw that and there's two other people and they didn't see it.
It is weird, right?
Now, you know, if Mia's playing with her phone, that makes sense. She's not going to see it, because it would have all happened very quickly, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you see something that's weird like that, by the time it takes it to register what you're seeing, it could be over.
Yeah. And it is nice to have that person that can back you up on that. Now, do I think that Mia should make fun of it? Absolutely not.
I bet they broke up. Don't you suppose they broke up?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like... You know, I don't, when you look at the other two people, you can tell they were upset. And so I don't think it's appropriate to just laugh that off.
But,
you know, there are people that just don't get it. They don't understand until it happens to them, and it will. Something will happen.
It's like, let me have my paranormal experience.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one look over at Rachel would have been enough to, you know, see that Rachel was flipped out.
You know, because if I would have missed out on something like that, I would have been fascinated.
Yeah.
That both of them saw something. Like, you could tell how people react if they're faking it.
Yeah. I think so, too.
That's a pretty cool ghost story.
Mm. Wow.
And
there's just something creepy about the fog anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it does just feel like something will come out of it. And, you know, the thing is, they were being extra vigilant, extra careful driving, extra careful looking. And then just see this thing.
Creepy.
Mm.
So creepy.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to this story.
My name's Kayla and I'm from Michigan. And I've always considered myself to be sensitive to ghosts. And I'm absolutely terrified of them, though. 100% terrified, whether it's good, bad. I can get into other things later. But the reason I'm calling, I was listening to the show earlier, and on my lunch right now, maybe think to call you guys. Me and my sister, this was about 14, 15 years ago. My sister and I, we were out late. I'm not sure what we were doing, going to the store, doing something probably that we weren't supposed to be doing. And we were on our way home to my father's, and we're driving along, and it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. It's dark, pitch black out. There's, you know, in the headlights, we see somebody walking on the side of the road. As I'm going around a very sharp curve, this person, thing, just turns their head, and it's a hooded figure. I want to say man, but no, it's a hooded figure, and there's no face. I mean, it gives me chills just saying it. My sister talks about it every once in a while, but I honestly, the words haven't come out of my mouth since the incident. It terrifies me every day thinking about it. This man, this thing with no face on the side of the road. So, you know, my 16-year-old self, my first instinct is to stop and turn around. So, of course, I turn around to my sister's protest. No, don't. Are you effing nuts? Okay, well, I turned around. Nothing. Nowhere to be seen. And, I mean, I turned around within 5 seconds of seeing this and reacting. There was nowhere for this thing to escape to jump in a ditch. There were no ditches. It was a field on both sides of the road. We would have seen them somewhere. And, you know, years go by, and my sister's actually discovered that she can lucid dream. So, you know, once this happened to her and she ended up with sleep paralysis, it terrified her. So she began doing some research on things. She has come to discover that she has seen this faceless man in one of her lucid dream episodes, which absolutely terrified her. She's discovered that, you know, there's good and bad to lucid dreaming. And she's afraid to sleep because of not wanting to do the lucid dreaming. She has no control over it. It just happens. That's what I got. But I'm actually going to call back in. So I've got, you know, talking about this just makes me think of other episodes of good things and bad things that I've dealt with over the years, you know. Maybe you guys can shed some light on this faceless man. I don't like to throw it in my psyche, so it's there. I don't need to psych myself out. But thanks. I love you guys. You're a great way to pass the time by at work.
I was a little, because, which is weird, two stories about out for a drive and seeing a mysterious person.
Like, and a man right there, yeah, and nowhere to go.
And, and disappears.
Yeah.
What my question is about her sister and the lucid dreaming, like, did the sister at the time think he was familiar to her, or did she dream about him after? Because it kind of sounded like the lucid dream happened before. Maybe.
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure. I took it, maybe it came later, but I could have been wrong. I could be wrong about that. I think either way, chicken and the egg, right? Was he in a dream before? And then, you know, she sees him or whatever. And I am not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. You know, I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, nothing like that. But I would say that if you're having lucid dreams, you are aware that you are dreaming, right? And you're watching, you know, events unfold. The one thing I would say, and this might be something that the sister And I hate to think that she's afraid to sleep, afraid to get the rest she needs and stuff. And, you know, maybe a therapist could help with that and do something. But if you are having lucid dreams, and I have them quite a bit where I am watching and I know I am and I know I'm dreaming, where I can tell myself, get out of this, just move on. This is not real. I don't want to dream this anymore. I'm going to wake up.
Yes, and I do. I have had that happen.
And so I'm wondering if the sister could try to practice that somewhat. And maybe she is, you know, maybe she's trying and, you know, I just don't have that information. But you, I do know that if they're lucid, you can talk to yourself and tell yourself stuff. And so, I, you know, it is not uncommon for me to have something going on in a dream and me think, oh, hell, I ain't sticking around for this.
Right.
Because I've
definitely had that happen before.
You know, I can see where this is going and I don't want to be part of this.
Yeah, because you know? I'm so afraid in my dream. And then I'm like, wait a minute, but I am dreaming. This
isn't
happening.
And then I will wake up.
Yeah.
And then I'll be awake well. And I can go back into that dream. Mm-hmm. And then I have to wake myself up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in which case I do something to completely knock myself out of it. You know, I don't know, listen to, you know, the Rolling Stones or something for a minute, something that will really jog me completely.
So yeah, that like I don't just go completely out of bed. Like, you know what? I'm going to go get a drink of water, go to the bathroom. I've got a good granola bar or something,
you know,
I got to wake myself
just,
up.
I've got, yeah, you have to at that point. And so I'm wondering if it's possible if she can tell herself, I'm getting out.
But I think what I find so interesting is that the girl who called in, she doesn't lucid dream, but she also saw the same thing.
Yeah.
So it almost, to me, is a separate thing from the lucid dream. There's more to it.
What do you think of this whole idea of just somebody out on the road? And we have had many. We happen to have two in a row today, which is unusual. But we have had many stories of people driving, seeing a figure, seeing something. A lot, many of them were people that didn't have legs, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's that one that kind of reoccurs. But we have quite a few that are doing this, like there's something at night. And there is something very spooky at night, right? And you're driving. And maybe you're in a more isolated area, a wooded area or something. It's pretty creepy at night. But what is with the figures? I kind of tend to go back to the story that we had just been in and feeling like it's some sort of residual thing. That's where that person died. That's where they are. You know, life was cut short. They're still back in there in this cycle. I still feel it has something to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. The lucid dream, you know, maybe, yeah, you could have had that experience, but I think it's almost a separate thing since they both saw it.
Uh-huh.
That maybe if she had been the only one who saw it, maybe that's a message for her.
Yeah. But the lucid dreaming could just be the traumatic effects of seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the trauma.
I'd have a little bit of trauma after that.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wow.
I know. Makes you not want to go out driving around at night, doesn't it? This whole episode is a warning. Don't go driving at night. Stay home.
That's right.
Just live your life. Just don't leave your house at night. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. If you want to call it in, call us at 855-853-4802 or just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get those advanced episodes, no commercials, and access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghost podcast. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.